Welcome to the One Life, One You podcast. It's been a while. I have no clue what episode this is, so we'll start fresh. My name is Nick Sherman, and thanks for listening. I wanted to go over a few subjects today, including what's up with me, conversations I've had in the studio, and just goal-related stuff. So we'll get right into it. I recently decided that I'm not going to be counting calories for a while. It's something I've been thinking about and I kind of go on and off with occasionally. I always recommend counting calories, especially when you're first trying to lose or gain weight. I think it should be the only option, but I think it's probably the best option to go. It's very precise. You can see the numbers, and it goes along with the amount of food you either should be eating or shouldn't be eating. I think it's probably the best way. It's how I lost weight. It's how other people has gained weight when gaining weight was their goal. And it's something that whenever people ask, I always go to help reach that kind of scale goal. I always say count calories. So why am I not counting calories? I kind of know where I should be. I know the amount of food I should be eating day to day. And counting calories, it's a ton of positives for me. It's a ton of positives. There's a couple of negatives with it. One, you can get very worried about the number of, you can be worried about the number of the calories that you need to eat day to day. You can be worried strictly about the macros, the carbs, the protein, and the fat. And instead of preparing food and eating food you enjoy, you're just eating stuff to hit that protein number that they're giving you, or to hit that carb number every day. It can get a little stressful, it can get a little crazy, and I wanted to kind of step away from that for a while. And with worrying about only hitting those numbers, you can kind of fall into a trap that you'll eat and get all your protein and your fats in really early in the day, and you'll have just a bunch of carbs left over at the end of the day. And you go, all right, time to go to Wawa, get 3 pretzels, because I have all these carbs, I might as well get some pretzels and stuff like that. While that can work for some people, there's a whole diet behind that with if it fits your macros. I don't think it's always the healthiest of ways to go, and I sometimes fall into that same trap of, I gotta get my carbs in any way I can, so I'll just have pancakes, or I'll have waffles, or I'll have whatever, because carbs are carbs are carbs, and I need to go get this number and hit this number every single day. You kind of get away from the actual eating healthy if all you're worried about and all you see food is as a number. And I wanted to get away from that and really put a focus on strictly just eating better food and eating more healthy. So instead of counting calories every single day, which I know around where my number should be, I'm going to put a focus on my nutrition completely. And I'm still meal prepping. So I'm going to meal prep every single day. 4 meals, balanced meals. So there'll be some type of protein, there'll be some type of fat, and there'll be a healthy carb mixed in. Being vegetarian, our protein choices aren't as easy to go by as, say, if you were eating meat. It could be simply chicken, fish, turkey, and steak, and you'll be done. I'm going the more tofu route, tempeh, I have some soy curls, I'll go that route and get my protein, and like black beans and red beans and stuff like that. My carbs, I will strictly focus on oatmeal, potatoes, and rice. And then my fats, avocado, coconut oil, olive oil, will include nuts, seeds, almonds, stuff like that in that mix for fat. And I wanted to just put a focus on eating whole foods, not the diet or the store, but really just foods that don't have ingredients labels, foods that don't really come in a box. I wanted to get as much of that as I can, and that's what I'm going to kind of focus on in the next probably 3 or 4 months. But that's really just me. I'm not telling you to go away from whatever diet that you're doing. I'm not telling you to go away from counting calories. I know my calories. I've been doing it for a very long time. I know what I need to eat. I know the amount of food I need to eat. I'm still measuring my food when I'm doing meal prep, even though I'm not actually counting the calories. It's more of habit. I've been doing it so long. I'm still measuring out a cup of rice. I'm still using a teaspoon of olive oil or coconut oil. I'm doing all that still, so that hasn't changed at all. And I still tell people that's what they should do. It's the only way to know exactly the amount of food you're eating day to day. You have to kind of figure it out. You can't guess it. You can't estimate it. You need to actually measure it from time to time. To switch subjects a little bit, I listened to this podcast and he talked about goal setting and why people don't actually try to go after what they want. And he based it off of just the technology we have and the social media environment of everybody wants to be portrayed as being this perfect image and having this perfect business and these perfect goals and not really show the struggle or the work behind it. You just always see the end result. And he brought up the fact that when the iPhone first got released, they just put it out. They knew there was missing stuff. They didn't care. They were going to go and base it off of feedback they got once it was out there. And he goes, the first iPhone didn't even have a calculator to it. They knew that. They didn't care. They put it out. They like, we're going to put it out and we'll work on it from here. And that kind of hit me a little bit. And I wanted to kind of bring that back and take that with me and do what I'm planning on doing with that. That's why this podcast is happening. That's why I am putting out the One Life, One You fitness app. That's being put out very, very soon. You have to just do it. You can't plan forever to do stuff, because soon enough, there won't be enough time to actually do it. That goes with starting a business, starting a podcast, putting your photography out there, writing your book, writing music, doing a YouTube channel. That goes along with fitness goals and health goals. If you want to go run a 5K or a 10K or a marathon, you got to just go. You train, go. You can't practice and practice and practice and slowly work on it. You got to eventually do it. So I just wanted to share that message of don't wait till it's too late. Go. It's okay to not have everything be perfect. It's okay to struggle. Put it out there. Get feedback. It will be negative. It will be positive. Work on it. Whatever your goal is, work on it. Go. That's why One Life, One You podcast is happening. That's why One Life, One You YouTube channel is updating with more content. That's why the app is coming out. I have to just put stuff out. and not worried about it being this finished, polished product every single time. It's okay to suck. It's okay to be bad. Nobody started off being perfect with everything. You just gotta go and do it and try. Being a coach or a trainer, whatever you want to call me, it's really just you work out with people and then you just have conversations, you build relationships. And I wanted to kind of shine light on different conversations I have week to week, day to day with different people. One I recently had was about this this girl. She wants to lose some weight. So she went to her doctor, and her doctor gave her basically two choices, which I think is a little crazy. Told her to either go on the paleo diet or the keto diet. He goes, pick one and do it. That's it. One, I think it's a little crazy for a doctor just to have those two choices. Which, I'm not going to knock either of those choices. I've never done either of them. So I don't know enough about them to kind of knock them or give them praise. But for a doctor just to go, this or this, pick one, go, maybe it'll work. One, if you're going to look for any type of nutritional advice or diet advice, find a dietitian or a nutritionist. They can better help you figure out what can work for you. Don't just go to your regular physician, because sometimes they'll follow a trend just like you or I will. So, yeah, that's just a little bit of advice I would give. If you really want some diet advice, go and get to a dietitian or a nutritionist. They're all around. You can Google them. Get one from your area. They can better help you with nutrition advice and everything like that, whether or not you want to lose weight or gain weight. Me personally, I've always had a problem with specific diets in general. I'm always trying to preach, just eat better foods. Don't worry about the foods you can't have. Because that's what diets are a lot of times. They'll give you a list of foods you can have, and then they'll give you a list of foods you can't have. And a lot of people tend to focus on missing certain things. Like, going back to the girl who's doing the keto, she just told me 2 days ago, she misses bread. Keto diet, for those who don't know, is just a really high-fat diet. So you want to kind of get as low of carbs as you can, almost to no carbs, because their method is that your body can run on fat, and you can use fat for fuel. Which, there's plenty of people who've done the diet, and it's worked for them. It's working for her now. She's lost, I think, 7 or 8 pounds already in a couple weeks, which is awesome. But she's withholding herself from a large portion of food, and she's missing certain things, and that will probably fade away once she gets used to the actual diet. But I never understood not being able to have a particular type of food. If your food is balanced and your nutrition is balanced enough, you should be able to have almost anything you want within limit. And you should be able to limit yourself and understand what's good for you and what's bad for you. Not really bad, but what's not as healthy for you. And that's more of getting into the psyche of food and nutrition and how it works for you and how different foods make you feel. But at the end of the day, why go on a diet if you'll spend a good portion of your day thinking about all the food you can't have? Yeah, so I preach finding balance versus going on a strict diet. There's a ton of diets out there. There will be a diet that will tell you you shouldn't have any carbs and you should only have fats and protein. There will be a diet where it will say fats are bad and you should only have protein and carbs. And there will be diets where you shouldn't eat meat, or you should only eat fish, or you shouldn't eat fish, or you shouldn't have fruit, but you should have fruit. Every diet, at the end of the day, goes back to counting calories and calories in versus calories out. And you can find balance and eat healthy. So instead of sticking to a strict diet and kind of not being happy day to day with the food you're eating, find a proper balance and find healthy foods you enjoy. I think that would be the best way to go about it. That would be more sustainable. That can be something you can do more long term. Diet usually has an end goal. Most people go for a diet over the summer. They'll do 8 weeks. They'll do 12 weeks. What happens after that? But if you find balance in your food, you can do that week 1. You can do that week 12. You can do that month 7. Finding balance, having a better relationship with your food will always yield better results in the long run. You may not be able to lose the 10 pounds in 10 days if you're balancing your food like you would if you did a certain type of diet, but you'll be able to keep those 10 pounds that you lost in a month. Those 10 pounds will stay off in month 2. Versus the chance of, as soon as you go off a certain diet, losing 10 pounds in 2 weeks, those 10 pounds may come back with a couple extra pounds doing a certain diet. So I say just try to find balance in your food and your nutrition and go about it that way. I think you'll be better off in the long run. Last thing I wanted to add on was, it was part of a video I did on YouTube, One Life One You, search on YouTube. I'm talking about cheat meals, why I don't believe in them, why you shouldn't have them, cheat meals or cheat days. So check it out. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll get back to you then. Instead of worrying about cheat meals or cheat days for some people, it's about knowing the actual cost of food, not dollar amount, more so what calories are in food and macros, carbs, protein, and fats are in food. So I had a milkshake and half an order of cheese fries. I know that milkshake, it's probably somewhere between 600 to 800 calories. I know cheese fries are probably somewhere in the range of 500 calories. Split that in half, 250, maybe 300. So if we go high side, that may have been a 1,000 calorie meal, if you want to call it that. I know that. And I'm fine with knowing that. I know that 1,000 calories is going to affect my body, and I kind of have to do the work either by eating healthy beforehand, eating healthy afterwards, a couple meals afterwards, or putting a little more work in the gym. I know there's a way I can counteract that meal and without feeling guilty for it. I know I work hard enough. I know I eat healthy enough. Probably 90% of the time that I can kind of afford to have something like that every now and then. And with cheat meals comes negative food thoughts of, all right, if my cheat meal is only on Saturday night, Sunday through Friday, I can't have this, I can't have that, I can't go here, I can't eat out at this place. All negative, all can't, I cannot. Instead of putting a focus on all the great foods you can have throughout the week, you're so focused on, oh, I can't wait to get to Saturday so I can have the ice cream, so I can have the pizza, so I can have the burger.
focus on the actual foods you can have throughout the week, make it more positive, and you'll be a lot happier that way. And cheat meals are basically like a dog treat, really. It's you train your dog to go sit, lay, go outside. What happens? Here's a treat. You're doing the same thing to yourself. You're not a dog, but you're doing the same thing to yourself. You go, oh, I worked out 3 times this week. I had salads 5 times this week. I'm going to go have a large pizza as kind of a reward for being a good boy or girl. It doesn't really make sense to me. Instead, find some type of balance that you know that one donut isn't going to ruin your diet, just like one salad isn't going to help you lose 20 pounds. There's steps and it's peaks and valleys throughout weight loss or weight gain. You have to look at it long run. One donut in over the course of 12 months of your diet range isn't going to kill you if you have it today versus what happens in September. Just like one salad isn't going to completely change your life in that one meal. You have to kind of find balance. Stop rewarding yourself with food. Instead, try to build healthier habits with eating and positive habits with eating. Look at it long term, not just a week or 14 days or 21 days or whatever new diet trend there is. Look at it completely long term and go, okay, if I have a good Monday, a good Tuesday, a good Wednesday, a half a good Thursday, but Thursday night, I'm going out with friends, I'll have a drink, I'll have dessert, but Friday, I'm right back to it. Friday I'm good, Saturday I'm good, Sunday I'm good, Monday I'm good, Tuesday it was somebody's birthday in the office or wherever, I had a slice of cake. Be fine with that because you know you've done so well and you know after the cake you're gonna eat well, you're gonna work out, you're gonna eat well Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Build healthier habits, build more positive habits with food. And you won't stress as much about having the birthday cake or having one drink when you go out with friends. It won't be as stressful if your habit is more positive with food. Try it out. Let me know what you think. Cheat meals, don't do them. Cheat days are even worse. Build healthier habits. Build more positive habits with food.
Guys, girls, thanks for listening. Again, my name is Nick. This is the One Life, One You podcast. We're on Anchor, Apple, iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Overcast. We're on a bunch of stuff right now. I'll put this up on YouTube. I'll put it up on my website, onelifeoneyou.com. You can get the One Life, One You apparel at teespring.com/stores/onelifeoneyou. I think that's about it. Oh, you can reach me on Instagram, Twitter at Nick Sherman 2 underscores at the end. Yeah, I think that's about it. Thanks for listening. Welcome back.